Greetings from frozen and still freezing Minnesota. That sound you hear behind me is the sound in the small room of the furnace pumping out as much heat as it can, burning up expensive, overpriced oil. I would normally record this in my studio upstairs, but it's too cold up there, and I really don't want to set up all of the sound-baffling gear. Speaking of baffling, I do have a rather interesting comment to make about digital cameras I want to share with you. I'm now teaching digital photography through a commercial studio, as the local college where I had been teaching for quite a few years, the non-credit classes, has discontinued all non-credit classes due to budget cuts. Because I now have complete control over what we teach, we now have a separate class for compact camera users and a separate class for digital single-lens reflex users, as the people with the DSLRs tend to have a little higher expectation as to what they want to do. Some of the compact users also have high expectations, but they bought the wrong camera. However, there is another group that has what is known as the ILC, the interchangeable lens compact, and they are showing up in the DSLR class thinking that they have a DSLR, and they do not. They have a compact camera with interchangeable lenses. There is a world of difference between the two. The biggest one is the fact that the digital single lens reflex, note the word reflex, has an optical reflex housing in the top that delivers the highest quality real optical image of what you are about to photograph, where the compact camera or the interchangeable lens compact has basically a screen on the back that you look at. And of course, there also are the bridge cameras that kind of look like a DSLR, but don't have interchangeable lenses. Inside of their fake reflex housing is simply a small electronic finder, which again does not deliver the quality and the absolute real-time visual information that a DSLR will provide. In addition to that, many of the folks who are buying these little compact cameras that take interchangeable lenses put a very long telephoto lens on the camera and then have to hold the camera several inches away in order to see the screen. This is a really unbalanced way of holding a telephoto lens and no doubt will contribute to shake and so-called blurry pictures. So, if you have a DSLR, great. If you have an interchangeable lens compact camera, learn how to use it as best you can, but do not mistake it for a DSLR. There are very few comparisons between the two, except for the fact that both have lenses that come off. My name is Jack Socha. You can read some articles at the newly redesigned acpress.com website. Happy to hear from you, and we will talk to you again later. Thanks a lot now. Bye-bye. Oh, and stay warm.